Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
She said it because of his wet blanket energy.
Unhinged. That's actually unhinged.
Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you're here for the right reasons. We're just happy that you're here.
Yes. So come join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. All right, guys, let's creep.
Did you see that people are thinking that Rachel Rakia and Blake Moynes might be something?
I'm kind of living for it. I love it. I mean, like, she's hot, he's hot. We really like both of them. How could anyone find any fault in any of that? Like, if it's true, great. Love that for them.
So Rachel posted, like, a bunch of photos from her month of April. And it just says April, and it's flashing all these different clips. And all of a sudden, it's Blake shirtless.
Yeah. I will say, though, that I don't think that, like, if they are dating, I love that for them, and I'm so excited. But just one photo of Blake being shirtless, like, in her apartment, doesn't necessarily mean they're dating. They could be
shirtless
friends.
In her apartment, though. It's not like you're shirtless at the beach.
Yeah, but they literally live in California. They're probably going to the beach right after.
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't know.
We've said since Paradise that they made the most sense together. And they always came together to do, like, friendship catch-up chats.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that vibe between them.
Huh. And then she saved the sharks with him, too. Like, she went on, like, excursions with him.
Love.
So they have the friendship foundation. I think it's all of a sudden one day.
This magic moment.
You're going to, like, both drop your books and then look up together and see each other in, like, a different light, you know?
Yeah. I would love if that happens.
I think they're going to be the modern day Susie and Justin. They're going to play this
tease it a little bit. Yeah. Well, I was thinking that when you said that, like, oh, that they were teasing. I'm like, yeah, and it's going to get them such good engagement for, like, a year. So we probably won't know for, like, 2 years. And then they'll be surprised we're married.
I know. But everyone thinks that Blake dates everyone he hangs out with because people can't, like, wrap their head around how anyone can hang out with Blake and not date him.
I know that's my situation,
at least. Mm-hmm. But he's denied a lot. He's denied a lot of romance rumors in the past, I feel like.
Like, but who? I know there was a rumor with him with Lori PR girl.
His
Lori
PR.
K PR. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't there something with that girl, Natalie, from Love is Blind? But I think Natalie actually came out and said that there was something there.
There was? I thought she came out and said they were definitely just friends because they had the same PR. So they were at the same event and then people were kind of speculating, seeing them at the event together.
It was more than that. They were like hanging out. Hold on. I'm pretty sure she did say, yeah. Oh, sorry. Blake actually confirmed it.
That there was something?
Yeah. Oh, during an appearance on Natalie's podcast, Out of the Pods, the Bachelorette alum confirmed to co-host Deep Tea that Natalie was a former love interest. The pair have since ended on good terms, despite no longer being together. Natalie said that Blake continues to be one of her favorite people, so much so that they've had a marriage pact. If I'm not married by age 35, he said that he would have kids and get married.
Whoa.
How old is she now? Let's got to figure out when this wedding's going to happen. Did you ever have one of those?
Like a backup plan?
Yeah, everyone has a backup plan.
No,
you got to back up your backup.
No, but I don't have a backup plan.
You need
I
one.
I think the problem is I don't have straight guy friends. I have like three straight guy friends in my life.
Well, claim them all.
Right, as backups. Yeah, I should probably do that. Just make sure I'm covered in general.
You know what I think you need to do this summer?
Find a backup. I think, why don't I try to find a not backup?
Right.
What's the opposite of a backup?
First choice.
Yeah, like an first actual string. Boyfriend. Maybe I'll work on that.
I think you should be looking for a man in finance.
Trust fund. Oh my
God. 6'5".
We were just
blue
singing
eyes.
That last night.
I'm looking for a man in finance. The trust fund. 6'5". Blue eyes.
Have you also seen the TikToks where like then DJs will like remix it and make it like a real fucking song?
I'm looking for a man in finance. The trust fund. 6'5". Blue eyes, finance, trust fund, 6'5", blue eyes.
That's going to be the song in the summer. Like, they're going to play it all over New York City and all over Long Island.
That's already happening. Like, literally my entire For You page on TikTok is different DJs, like, taking a stab at it. But there's one guy that did it really well, and he actually said that he's collaborated with the girl. Her name is, like, Girl on Couch or something like that on TikTok. And he's like, oh, me and Girl on Couch have collaborated and they're releasing something on Spotify. Because
yes.
I always wonder, like, when that shit happens, the original audio rarely gets the credit.
The credit,
like, this,
yeah.
This song is going to blow up, but it's her saying the lyrics, so
yeah,
she should
for sure.
get credit. But, like, I don't know, did the Korn kid get all those royalties when, like, the Korn song went
not,
viral?
Honestly, yeah. We should be checking in on the Korn kid just to make sure he's, like, getting his bag, getting what he is due. Because I guarantee you he did not get what he was owed.
I think he got stuff. He definitely got brand deals. And I remember seeing him at like events and he was the Korn kid. So people were excited to see him. But in terms of how the song performed, like the actual song, I wonder if he got a percentage.
He should have. But yeah, in this day and age.
Who knows?
Child talent being taken advantage of left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Justice for the Korn kid.
We should look into that.
Yeah.
All right.
Have him on the podcast.
Yeah, seriously. Moving on. So Susan, everyone's favorite Golden Bachelorette, is now off the market. And while that's great, and we can go into the story about how she met a guy in Marshalls who asked to take a photo, my bigger concern is she is officially out of the running now for Golden Bachelorette. If this guy is someone she's going to continue dating, which it seems like she is, since it's on people.com.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if she was ever in the running for real, I will say. Sorry.
I know. I feel like deep down, that's
you know that. You know the truth.
I know the truth, but I feel like that's who would make my heart the happiest.
Mm-hmm. And I think she would be a very entertaining season. I was going to say, do you think it's possible she'll date this guy until she gets her opportunity for more bag and then dump him and become the Golden Bachelorette? Because I feel like, and this is no shade to Susan at all, this is a compliment, the woman has done an amazing job capitalizing on her 15 minutes of fame on this show into like sustainable like influencer money. So I wouldn't put it past her to be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna date you, I'm gonna get my article in People Magazine, slay. But then if she got the opportunity to be the Golden Bachelorette, she's like, okay, bye. Like, she's just chasing opportunities as they come, and I love that for her.
Right.
So maybe she'll dump him if they were serious about the offer.
Maybe. And I mean, good to know that if you just go up to Susan in Marshalls and ask for a photo, like, who knows, you may end up dating her.
That's such a Susan way to meet someone. Like, of course, she's like dating a fan in Marshalls that like wanted to take a selfie with her.
How does that work? You take the selfie. You obviously feel some kind of something towards this guy. Did you guys wait on the checkout line together? Because at Marshall's, getting out of that store is a bitch.
Yeah.
There's always a line of at least 47 people. And then you shop on the way out because they put items in the checkout line. That's where I find like most of my stuff that I end up buying at Marshall's is in the checkout line. But like, I don't know, you know when you're like talking to someone in the office and then you guys are going your separate ways, but then you realize you're actually walking the same way. Like, is that what happened here in Marshall's?
I think it might have happened like that. Yes.
And that's
like
concerning.
Maybe they were like in the checkout line together, and because it was so long, they got to talking and they're like, all right, bye. Like, nice meeting you. And then they're like in the parking lot heading out to their cars. And then they're like, they realize they're parked next to each other. And then it's like,
this magic moment.
Oh, giggle, 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 flirt, flirt, flirt. And then he's like, by the way, I'd love to see you again. Next time, let's go to Target. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say, though, isn't it kind of weird that, like, an old man came up to Susan and was like, I've
watched
The Golden
Bachelor.
We don't
know if he's an old man. Who is he?
I would hope he's an old man. I hope he's an age-appropriate man for Susan. I don't think it was a 25-year-old.
Okay, but when you say old man, I think of, like, a man with, like, white hair and a cane. An older man can be, like,
she's 67.
Silver fox.
No, for sure. But I'm just like, that man watched The Golden Bachelor that intently that he recognized Susan in Marshall's.
Who wouldn't
recognize
Susan?
I feel like it would be more
normal
if like people like us went up to Susan in Marshall's, not like a man shopping there by, was he shopping there by himself? Like, that's so weird. Susan says in this article, she says, I can't go grocery shopping without somebody recognizing me. And this is Philly, the city of brotherly love. We all know everybody here. She can't go grocery shopping without getting recognized?
Are you kidding? It's Susan from The Golden Bachelor. She's Kris Jenner's doppelganger. Yeah, so this article doesn't seem to have much information about this mystery Marshall's man, but, you know, his house is probably very nicely decorated. He probably has a ton of throw blankets if he's shopping at Marshall's.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely has, like, a lot of then little, you know, like, those little plaques that have little, like, quotes?
Yeah.
I feel like people get those at Marshall's a lot, and that's probably what his house looks like.
Friends gather here.
Yeah, for sure. Live, laugh, love. Right. Or, like, but first, coffee.
Coffee. Yeah, exactly. That's all over this guy's apartment or house.
Well, it does say actually in the first, yeah, he bought a new home and was going to get some things he needed.
Oh.
At Marshall's. That's why he was there, to decorate his new home.
Are you looking for a new basket of any sort, of any size? We've got you covered here at Marshall's.
Seriously. I haven't been to Marshall's in a minute, but
I know, because it stresses me out. You have to choose the right times to go, because if you go on a Saturday, you're looking at an hour and a half on that checkout line. But if you're going and you're looking maybe to get hit on, maybe you should go on a Saturday.
On a Saturday? But I just, like, don't think my husband is, like, in Marshall's. I think he's working in finance, 6'5".
Trust fund. Blue eyes. Well, then maybe don't go to Marshall's. I think
I have
the
to
finance
go walk
guys
over to, like,
are
Wall
also
Street
in-
and try to find them over there.
Right. Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show, streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health, or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
All right. Well, moving on. So Caitlin Bristow went on Almost Famous, and she revealed that during her fantasy suite with Ben, she actually asked him for advice on who she should pick between Nick and Sean.
That's kind of crazy.
I remember sitting by the fire and asking you like straight up, like Sean or Nick? And you're like, wow. Okay. So it's not me. It's like, who are you thinking? Like Sean or Nick? And you're like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well, no.
We can still have a good time.
we had a great time, but it was funny because, I remember saying that and being like, that was so stupid, Caitlin, because it was more like, that was like producer manipulation in my brain of like, I got to ask Ben what the real side is because Ben's honest and he's going to tell me the truth of what is really going on behind the scenes. But it came across as like Ben or not Ben, Sean or Nick. And you were kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And let's I was finish, like, oh, man.
Let's just finish this bottle of whiskey and see what happens.
We did drink a lot of whiskey. I will tell you, after our fantasy suite, I actually liked you more than before after our fantasy suite. And I think you know this by now, debated. I wanted to send Nick home over you because at the end of the day, I knew I was picking Sean and I wanted you to come along further, but they wanted you to be the bachelor.
You basically tell Jared the same thing. And you and Jared talk about this every time you see each other. And it's always a good laugh that basically Nick, Ben, and Jared were all interchangeable in your top four because you were just so solid on Sean. And you
so
kind
much.
Of like, you kind of enjoyed that, so just, all three of me. Their company equally.
I like loved you guys all so much in like, not in similar ways, very different, but it was just like my season was the Nick and Sean show.
All I could think about in listening to all of that was because Caitlin has said in the past that she went 3 for 3 in the fantasy suites with Ben as well. And I'm like, did she ask him this question before or after they had sex?
It sounds like it was before because that's why he like is so cheeky about his response. He's like, why don't we just finish this bottle of whiskey and see what happens? Like, he's like, whatever, I'm here. Let's just hook up. It's okay if you don't choose me, but I kind of want to.
Which is just like so crazy hearing Fatsba speak like that. I'm like, whoa.
I know. Clutching my pearls,
I know.
Fatsba.
He just doesn't strike me as someone who's like that, especially because, and not that this matters, but wasn't it that like his wife was a virgin when they met, so like he was respecting her boundaries and they didn't have sex till like they got married. But then I don't know, it's just like interesting he had this like born again like re-virgining moment with his current wife, but then to think of him before that as just like, let's drink this bottle of whiskey and see what happens, baby, like like let's just enjoy each other's companies and bodies. It's just like so different from the way he was recently with his current wife, so it's just interesting.
So I don't know for off the top of my head if she was a virgin or if they were born again together or like what their thing was, but I do know that he did speak out. Like, I don't even think they shared a hotel room until they were married, so yes, it's a big change. But do what you gotta do,
sure,
Ben.
No, I mean, yeah, that's great.
Clearly you both wanted to do it, so that's great. Crazy. I mean, we've talked briefly about the fact that she's said the other three in her final four were interchangeable. It's just crazy to like admit out loud. Like the fact that she like would have brought Ben to final two, Nick and Sean wouldn't have had that whole controversy at the end. Jared could have been there too. Like it didn't matter just because you knew it was Sean. Any of the three guys.
And it
could
is
be.
So crazy. Like Nick, I don't think would be the Nick Vial we know and love and hate today if he didn't get that experience being top two on Caitlin's season.
Right, because him being top two was, he was top two for the second time.
Correct, which kind of was
and
his
brand.
And that
was a major
and that
deal.
Was a big storyline. I don't think he would have gotten to be the Bachelor if he didn't have that type of storyline. And then, look, Natalie Joy, we would never know who Natalie Joy is. Like, he's just built so much now on the backs of that. And it's just so crazy to think, like, he owes it all to Caitlin motherfucking Bristow.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Yeah, it's like, thank you, Amy. But thank you, Caitlin. Scream, thank you, Caitlin, from the dun, 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 dun. Ugh. Sorry, that's I know. Like, did that hurt your ears? You're not even hearing
it really,
the
no,
music.
No, it's the notes of that song. It hurts me.
Okay, well.
Does no one understand what I'm talking about?
No, I'm sure people do agree with you.
No, do you get it? Do you get it?
Well, when you talk about, like, the synth pop sound not being something you like or, like, not being a good sound, pleasant to the ears, I understand how someone could have that opinion. Yeah. But that one to me is, like, not so synth pop.
Like, it's the same note over.
Scream, thank you, Amy. I never forget the way you made me feel.
To each their own, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think what you're saying, though, Nick should write a song for Caitlyn called Thank You, Caitlyn.
Right. Or thank you, a different name, and then capitalize the letters.
Yeah, Kate. Or like, yeah, KB. Well, in this interview, it goes on and Caitlyn brings up how Sean said in an interview that their relationship, like, wasn't real and it wasn't real love. And this is her reaction to it. I thought this was interesting to cover as well.
He was like, yeah, well, clearly it wasn't, like, a real relationship or real love. And, like,
that was the one with Lauren. That was the interview with Lauren where I was like, whoa, hey.
Wait, who said this?
Sean and Lauren did a podcast together on Sean's podcast. Remember when I was like, Ashley, what was 2 years of my life then?
Yeah, both of them were kind of in agreement.
Yeah, I was like, you can't say that.
I was so sad. Yeah. My feelings were so hurt. Were you the same, Ben? I was like, that was so real to me. That was, like, one of the most in love I've ever been in my whole life. And I thought I was going to marry him. And it was so real to me. So to hear him be like, yeah, it obviously wasn't real. I was like, that was, including the season and our time together, that's 4 years. And
yeah,
that,
I was like, offended for both of you. Real.
Yeah, that feels a little rude to me.
Unnecessary. We also covered the Lauren Sean interview. Mm-hmm. I don't remember them saying, maybe this was a really long time ago, so maybe I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But that's wild to say that.
Yeah, I totally understand when people look back on their relationships from the show with people they didn't pick. At like if Kaylin's looking back on her relationship with Colton, she'll be like, yeah, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that wasn't a real relationship. Like, once we got out of it, we realized. But someone you were engaged to and lived in the real world with for, like, 3 or 4 years, that wasn't a real relationship? That's crazy.
Like, shared a home and animals together, spent every holiday. Like, it's just crazy.
I guess, though, like, do you ever think about, like, previous relationships before your husband and look back and be like, yeah, at the time I thought I was, like, so in love, but I, like, wasn't.
Yes. Totally.
Because I think that way about some old relationships where I'm like, oh, yeah, my high school boyfriend, we were in love. But I look back on that and I'm like, no, we weren't. That was just, like, weird. I don't know. So maybe it's more of that.
I guess. I mean, for someone you were engaged to, in both situations, Lauren and Sean were both engaged, living.
Like,
they both had the exact same situation, actually. They were engaged, living in a long-term relationship with these people. So for both of them to say that, like,
it wasn't real. Yeah, that is crazy. And the fact that they both agree and they're like, yeah, obviously. Is Sean Booth with his baby mama or is he, they're just co-parenting together?
I think it's me. I haven't really kept up, so I don't know. But from what I'm seeing, it's a lot of them together. I haven't. Yeah. I don't know if that means that they're co-parenting romantically, trying things out. But every time I see photos and stuff, like, she's always there.
Yeah.
So,
well, because I'm just wondering, because, like Lauren now is with what's-his-face Lane. Maybe because she is in such a different relationship now. Obviously, it didn't work out with Ben. She's happily married. She can look back on it and say it was fake. And I was wondering if Sean had the same experience with his baby mama, but...
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on, actually, speaking of couples that are no longer, there's some news that has come out about Brian and Rachel Lindsay, and Brian is requesting emergency spousal support, and, like, there's court documents that have been released. Have you seen this?
Yes. I did read one article on it, so I am now a expert.
Well informed. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so basically, it's kind of implied that in, like, the court documents and stuff that, like, Rachel has been, like, the breadwinner of their family for a very long time.
Slay.
And he's kind of making the argument that, like, he picked up his practice and moved for her career several times, which significantly hurt his earning potential. So now he's asking for, like, an obscene amount of spousal support so that he can maintain his luxurious lifestyle. But it even said in that article, like, it's so that he can pay $6,500 in rent and so that when he travels, he can fly business class. And it's like, sir, respectfully, like, those aren't necessities. I'm sorry. And he's a chiropractor. It's like, you're telling me you're not capable of earning a living for yourself? Like, sorry, you might not be able to fly business class, but I'm sure you can pay for, like, a reasonable apartment and groceries and whatever else. It was saying in the article, too, he's only making, like, $1,300 a month. And it's like, as a chiropractor? Literally, how? He's a doctor. Like, he's very capable of making his own money. I don't understand this whole
maybe
argument.
He can't get like patients, because if he always up and left, people already have their chiropractors, so he has to market himself and get new patients.
Can't he be hired by like a hospital or like a physical therapy place or something? Yeah, he might not be able to build up his own practice in the same way, but I feel like he could get paid.
The original article I found that literally listed out the stuff that like the lifestyle he's accustomed to. And one of the things said the reason why he wants spousal support is because he needs to like keep up this life. But one of the things on the list is $1,000 of eating out dinners a month. And I was like, well, you know, Brian, you can also just like not go out to dinner every single night. I don't get it. $1,000 towards going out to restaurants. Just don't do that for a couple months until you find your footing again. There you go. I just saved you like $4,000.
Right. No, I know. It's giving entitled, and maybe he is feeling that way. You know, like maybe it's less about the money and more just about the fact that it's like, oh, we're going to get divorced. I'm going to try to like milk this for everything I can. And he just wants to like hurt her. But I don't have sympathy for him.
I didn't know they were so well off, like together as a couple. The stuff he was describing, he's like, oh, we would go to fly on the nicest planes, eat at the finest restaurants, travel to like the most luxurious vacations.
And it's
locations.
Like, sure, but it's like because of Rachel, because of her success. And if you're not going to be married to her anymore, then you don't get those perks. Like, why do you think that you need to fly business class when you're not married to Rachel Lindsay anymore? He says in the article, I just pulled it up, they had an upper class marital standard of living as they dined at celeb hotspots such as Nobu and Ketch and traveled around the world, with Abasolo noting they frequently, if not always, flew business class and stayed at the finest hotels. Dude, I'm sorry. There's other sushi restaurants besides Nobu and Ketch.
I was just going to say, like, maybe just like don't go to Nobu, though, just for a little bit until you make some chiropractor money and then you can go back to Nobu. I've never even been to Nobu. Think of all the money I've saved.
Yeah. Economical.
Have you gone?
Yeah, I've been a couple times.
Is it good? Is it worth it?
It's good. It's expensive, but like it is always good. There's one literally right across the street from me, but the Malibu one is kind of slay because it's like on the water. Oh, wait, we should go in Vegas to Nobu.
Oh, wait, I was just gonna say, do they have one in Vegas?
They do, yeah.
Oh, do we have any thoughts in Vegas, by the way? Because Jackie and I are going to Vegas together in June. So if you are a FOTS and you live in Vegas, like hit us up.
Totally.
We're going to Reality Steve's fan appreciation
party. Yeah.
So we'll be there that weekend. Yeah. And maybe we'll be at Nobu.
Maybe we'll be at Nobu. If you want to find us, go to Vegas and go to Nobu. We'll be there the whole weekend.
Donate to our GoFundMe so we can go to Nobu.
So we can afford to go to Nobu. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like, too, there's like some comments throughout these documents that say they have like a strained relationship now. And when they initially announced their breakup, it seemed like it was very amicable. And I feel like slowly but surely it's coming out that things are a little messier than we thought. Remember when Raven's husband, I always forget it, his name. What's his name? Adam. Literally the last time we talked about this exact same exchange happened. Adam spoke out or commented on something when the initial news came out that they were splitting. And he basically spoke out in Brian's defense and said, like, well, when you travel for your partner to go all over the country for her job, like, what do you expect? Because people were giving him shit for seeking spousal support.
The thing is, I don't have necessarily an issue with spousal support if he literally was not working to support her. But it's the fact that it's like, no, I need like an excessive amount of spousal support so I can still go to fucking Nobu. The fact that that was like a direct quote in this article is wild to me. It's like, dude, touch grass. Like, get a reality check. Going to Nobu every day is like not normal.
Like, Brian, have you heard of peanut butter and jelly?
Right.
It does just fine.
Like, have you heard of sugarfish? It's like arguably just as good and way more economical.
What's the good one in the mall? Sarku?
Well, that's like
the
chicken teriyaki.
Well, I think, do they not have sushi?
Oh, they
sushi
do have sushi
too?
Actually too.
I think they do.
Yeah.
God, has anyone gone up to like the Sarku chicken teriyaki guy that hands out the food and then like try to go back up and be someone else? More chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, always. Is that like just a universal thing that everyone's done?
Well, the thing that's crazy to me is I'm like, why does every mall in the world have a Sarku Japan? Yet, like, I don't know any other place where you can go to Sarku Japan besides a suburban mall.
And it's phenomenal. Like, it's the best chicken teriyaki. Also, they lie. They have something on the wall and it's like chicken teriyaki, 300 calories. And I'm like, first of all, that's just like not true at all. And second of all, every single time you order, it's not going to be the exact same amount. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like sometimes you get more chicken. I feel like sometimes they're very generous. They're not like Chipotle, who's very stingy with their portion sizes lately.
Yes, I agree. Well, and with the chicken teriyaki, you can sometimes get double portion.
Right. And then sometimes have you ever asked for more teriyaki sauce? That's not going to be 300 calories.
Right. Correct.
And it's literally like the whole styrofoam. It's like five pounds of rice.
Yeah.
Like you're telling me that's 300 calories? If I was trusting in that, I'd be like, why am I not losing weight? I'm eating this 300 calorie meal for lunch.
Ugh, I want Sarku Japan, but like, I don't know how to get it here.
Oh, you come to me. We'll go to mall.
Okay, I'll drive to Long Island today.
All right, we'll get it. Maybe they have one in Vegas and we'll get it together.
Sarku Japan, okay.
We'll either go to Sarku or go to Nobu.
There's no in between.
Wait, speaking of more pressing issues, have you gone to Chipotle and then asked for, like, I don't know, oh, can I have corn? Mm-hmm. And they put corn and they put like 3 corn niblets on your food and then you ask for more and then they roll their eyes and act like you're like stressing them out for asking for food.
For sure. I will say, I think Chipotle's gone downhill in the past few years.
Oh, everyone
and
thinks
it
has.
Don't get me wrong. Do I love it and eat it probably at least once a week? Yes. But
what? Wait, really? Once a week?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. It's very easy and it's cheap and it's consistent. And so in that sense.
But is it consistent?
Well, recently it hasn't been. And I do feel like nothing hits better than like Chipotle from 2010.
Nothing. And why can't we get back to that?
I don't know. They just got too big. I think they're too big.
What was that thing? You don't want to do too much too soon, right? You know what happened to the girl that did too much too soon?
She died.
She died, Jill. That's what I think Chipotle did. I think they were like, holy shit, we're everyone's favorite food.
Yeah.
We're going to like expand to 5,000 locations. And then now they can't keep up with demand. And now the higher ups are saying, if someone asks for more sour cream, make them feel bad about themselves.
Yeah.
So now that's what they're doing. And now no one wants to go to Chipotle anymore because like they have like complexes leaving the place. I know I do.
Right.
Yeah. So like I disagree that it's absolutely not consistent. I think it's actually the most inconsistent food you can get.
No,
even more so than Sarku.
Than Sarku. No, Sarku Japan's consistent. That's like, that's just been going strong for 25 years.
I mean consistent in like, you know that you're going to get 5 pounds of rice or 10 pounds of rice. Sometimes
it's heavier.
Yeah,
no, the portions are not consistent at all.
That's what I mean.
And honestly, but these days, and what's been frustrating me is I feel like the food quality is not even consistent. Like sometimes the steak is so good and fresh and sometimes it's like the most rubbery tire I've ever eaten. Also something too, a hack, you can't get Chipotle delivered anymore. That's really where like,
oh,
it's
I
bad,
did that once.
Bad,
biggest
bad,
mistake.
Bad. You need to physically go and see what those ingredients look like before you decide what you're putting on your bowl. And I will die on that hill.
Not only that, you have to physically be there to intimidate the person so they feel like they have to give you a normal portion, because if you're not there, they're not going to give you the normal portion. You have to be there and make them feel like they need to give you that.
So true.
I don't get why that's the case, but that really is the case.
It is. So take these tips to your local Chipotle and try
also Brian, if you're listening and you want to like maybe branch out from Nobu, you're not going to get the same quality service, but
you can get like a really great portion for a reasonable price.
A decent sized portion, depends on the day.
But way more than Catch or Nobu. Like Nobu is the kind of restaurant you eat 4 bites and you're like, why did I spend $200 on dinner and I'm still hungry?
So that's not really the most like financially sound place that Brian should be going to have his weekly meals.
No, not at all.
I just think it's
people are really into kava these days, but I'm not really a kava girl.
What's that?
It's like literally like Chipotle but Mediterranean food.
Oh,
it's like fast casual bowls. Yeah.
Well, moving on. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you are thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great place to start. What's really great about it, it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And they take all of the stress out of finding a therapist for you, which I think is like the really daunting first step when you want to try something like therapy. Where do I start? How do I find a therapist? How do I know if they're good? That's BetterHelp does all that legwork for you, which I think is why they're so successful.
No, totally. I think that can be one of the most intimidating things about starting therapy, like less so than, you know, opening up about your emotions and what you're struggling with, is just like finding the right person. And so I think that BetterHelp is a great resource for that. Both Stephanie and I are both in therapy. We're huge advocates for it and huge advocates for mental health in general. I really think anyone, even if you don't feel like you're necessarily like struggling day to day, can benefit from having like a neutral third party to to just like process their emotions with on a regular basis. I think it's just really healthy.
Yeah. So basically you just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You could switch therapists at any time for no additional cost.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/she'sallbatch today, and that's 10% off your entire first month. So that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/she'sallbatch.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Everybody ready, going crazy, yeah, we're out. Come on and let me hear you say it now, right now. My time's in.
Summertime.
It's time for Bachelor Encounters.
Woo!
Bachelor Encounters is when you guys submit your stories of meeting Bachelor Nation in the wild. We read about the stories on air. This first one says, hi, Stephanie. I have a bachelor encounter with Mari and Kenny this past weekend at a wedding. For context, Kenny and I are both from the same hometown, Oak Lawn, a suburb from Chicago. I was at the wedding and one of my friends came up to me and asked, you watch The Bachelor, right? I said, yes. She told me that Mari and Kenny were there. I guess that Kenny's brother was a groomsman in the wedding. I told her how excited I was. Yes, sure. I was excited to meet someone from The Bachelor, but I explained to her how excited I was to submit a Bachelor encounter. Aww. I was a few drinks in already and pulled up my phone and showed everyone the She's All Batch podcast. Ah!
Aww,
and explained
that's so nice.
Bachelor encounters. I looked around to find Mari and Kenny. Didn't have to look hard because Mari really stood out in the crowd. She looked like a goddess in her beautiful orange dress. I am not surprised. I approached Mari and Kenny later in the night. I walked up to them, introduced myself, and asked for a photo. She was so cute, asked if I wanted to be in the middle of the photo, and I said, no, you stand in the middle. I told them I was a Bachelor fan and watched their interview on She's All Batch podcast.
Aww.
It was a brief convo, but they were very nice. Also, I cannot describe how beautiful Mari is in person. She was so tiny and her hair was just beautiful. They literally look like cardboard cutouts. Also, they didn't dance at the wedding at all. They just kind of kept to themselves in the corner. That's all. I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm also loving the sounding off segments too.
Aw, well, wow. This is such a beautiful encounter. Thanks.
I love like when people, that's like a new thing. If you do meet someone that came on the show, like I think it is fun to tell them that you listened or you watched.
Well, it makes us feel like so cool. I'm like, oh my God. And like the fact that people are going to be going to Kenny and Mari and being like, yeah, we heard you on She's All Batch. I'm like, ah, little old us.
Yeah.
It's just great.
Also, I am not surprised that Mari stood out in a crowd. Like, have you ever like looked at this girl's Instagram? She's literally stunning. Looks like a pageant supermodel beauty queen, like literally waking up in the morning with her hair in a messy bun.
No, she's gorgeous. And they seem like such a great couple. I mean, they were so kind and sweet when we chatted with them. And just like in general, they seem to have like a very positive vibe.
No, they're so cute. All right, next one, Bachelor Encounter. Canadian here, so Bachelor Encounters are far less likely. Mm-hmm. Are they?
I know, there are a lot of Canadian people.
But they all end up living here. Yeah. They, like, all the Canadians don't always live there.
It's true, yeah.
Well, where does Blake live? Does he still live in Canada?
I think San Diego.
Oh, see? Right? Yeah, and Caitlin lives here.
Except Vanessa probably still lives in Canada, right?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. I'm stealing the encounter from my student teacher / new daughter's friend. New daughter's friend? Do you mean daughter's new friend?
There's no way to know.
Well, if she's your new daughter, doesn't that mean she's a baby?
Well, she's a student teacher. Right. So it would just be her daughter's new friend who happens to also be her student teacher?
I don't know. We're going to need some clarity here.
Yeah.
She was living in Jasper and got a call to be an extra during the taping of Joey and Kelsey's polar bear plunge date. You could see her on the far left as they are all walking to the water, big, beautiful hair like Kelsey. She said they were both absolutely stunning in person and the whole thing was totally staged. The fact that they had people doing a polar bear plunge in Jasper in the fall makes no sense. Polar bear plunges happen in the winter in actual cold water surrounded by snow, and there's no way you would actually hang around and make out. You jump in and then out. No surprise they made a Canadian location seem colder than what it actually is. Love you gals, and thank you for easing my mind about Maria's non-bachelor status. My plan is to skip the season and just listen to your recaps because honestly, I look forward to your recaps more than watching the show. Aw, well, thank you.
This is good behind the scenes tea.
Yeah, I do think this season will be worth it. Give Jen a chance, but I hear you and I appreciate your support. Yeah, wait. I always wondered, like, why are we doing polar bear plunges on the show anyway? That's not, like, romantic to me.
Well, no, but to me, neither is, like, jumping off a building, but they do that. I think it's all about just getting their adrenaline up so that they feel like they have more of a bond to each other. So I could see how polar bear plunge does that for you.
Wasn't this the episode where, like, Joey ran in and out really quick and then Kelsey stayed in the water? Am I remembering this correctly? I remember her, like, acting like it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, which maybe now we're finding out it literally wasn't. It was 75-degree crystal blue water. Just kidding.
Yeah. Also, can you clarify, like, what's the friend? What's the daughter's new friend thing? What's that all
right.
about?
Right. And also, like, how cold would this water be? Like, yeah, I know, like, we're talking saying, not polar plunge, but, like...
Is it
I don't
still
know if
cold?
It's the fall in Canada. That's still kind of cold. This isn't tropical Caribbean water over here.
Also, going to the beach in the summer, the ocean's sometimes cold. So
yeah.
I feel like just because there wasn't snow around doesn't mean it wasn't cold, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
She said she's stealing the encounter from her student teacher / new daughter's friend. What does that mean?
Well, okay. So it's either her daughter's new friend or she has a new daughter. And I guess we just don't know.
But like, if you have
we're assuming
new daughter,
the new daughter would obviously be a baby. Maybe she adopted a daughter.
But okay, but her student teacher
would be, yeah, someone who's like, because isn't a student teacher like what you're still a student? Obviously, you're in school, but you're becoming a teacher. So you have to do a certain amount of hours as a student teacher, like shadowing a real teacher. I do remember
and
that.
But she's your student teacher. So are you in the class? Are
I'm
you
assuming
a student?
She's the no, I'm assuming she's the teacher.
Oh, it could also
and
be the student.
And then she has the student teacher.
Huh. This yeah. is a real brain teaser.
Okay, because then also she can't be a student if she has a daughter.
Why not? Crazier things. Like, well,
sure, crazier things have happened, but I would hope if she's an eighth grade student, she does not have a daughter.
But it's her new daughter. I would never say like my new son. Like, I just say like my baby or whatever.
Right, or just like your son.
Right. I think there's a mistake here. I don't think you mean to say new daughter's friend. Your daughter's new friend, though, is the student teacher.
Which would make sense. Okay, so she's a teacher. She has a daughter who's a similar age of, like, the student teacher, and then they're friends.
Okay. I know that part is not, like, important to the story, but it's something that really has got me hung up.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one is about Luke P. Not that one, the other one. Luke Parker from Hannah Brown season.
Okay.
Quite possibly, if I can rank all the Lukes, this
least
is not
favorite
my favorite. Yeah, it's just not my favorite Luke. And you know what? What's interesting about him? Mm-hmm. I always root for the villain. And that was one season that I just could not get on board.
Because he was, in a way, a real villain.
That's what I'm saying.
Versus, like you know, cheeky, like Maria Corinne being a villain. Like that. It's,
right.
Well, he said different. Some kind of messy stuff. Yeah.
Messy stuff. And I believe that, like, I believe a lot of the stuff he was saying on the show was actually like how he felt in real life. It wasn't like they were being pulled out of context. Mm-hmm. It was like, that's how you actually thought and felt.
No, I agree.
This person writes, I've been meaning to send this in for a long time, but here we go. Luke P. used to be a member of my parents' church in Flowery Branch, Georgia. We were there visiting for the summer. I spotted him after the service. We are missionaries to London, and some of his friends came to our London church on a missions trip the year before. So I used them as an excuse to go talk to him. I apologized for bothering him at church, but I told him I wanted to just say hello and tell him how much I enjoyed the show. He was very friendly, chatting to my kids, etc. I asked him if they invited him to go on Paradise, and he said they had, but there was no way he'd ever go back on the show. His behavior on the show aside, I can see why Hannah was initially drawn to him. He was very friendly and charming and very handsome in person. Too bad he made such a poor showing.
Yeah, too bad.
It is too bad. Interesting that he was invited to Paradise.
I don't find that surprising, though. Like, I think they'd want to keep his storyline going. Like,
right,
like,
not because they care about him.
No, not because they care about him. I think they just know someone like him is obviously going to bring a lot of drama to the beach and could definitely shake up some things. So, yeah, of course they want him.
Yeah. All right, well, those are all the Bachelor Encounters we have for this week. If you have a story you want to submit, DM me at She's All Bachelor. We may read it next week. Who's to say if we will or not? I don't know.
Who is to say?
And that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you like what you hear, go send this episode to three friends. Go stop what you're doing right now and just give it 5 stars. And go stop what you're doing right now and just write a review. It doesn't take long.
No, not at all. So go do those things. Yeah, go join our Facebook group, go follow us, check out our Patreon. We do ad-free versions of this episode in advance on Tuesdays on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/she'sallbatch. And then we also do bonus episodes and fun stuff over there. At least two bonus episodes per month, sometimes more, never less.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
All right, well, is that it?
I think that's it.
All right, goodbye, bitches.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like for me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.